Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Road signs are confusing us, apparently. Road sign telling vehicles carrying explosives to turn around has been named Britain's most confusing. Almost a third of people questioned in a poll couldn't identify a much more common one, though. That's the national speed limit sign, which, of course, is white with a black line through
worrying.
It. One in 20 people said they'd made a driving error because they'd misread a sign. So there you go, there's six. So the first one, top left, is a red circle. Black car on the left, red car on the right. What does that mean, Chris Holdsworth?
I believe that means no overtaking.
Yeah, no, it means red and black cars only. second one is a picture of what looks like it's a red circle again. Looks like a red Mini with Carl Fogarty jumping over the top. So what's that one?
That is something about you're not allowed to go down there. It's not.
Who's not allowed to go down there?
Cars and bikes.
No motor vehicles at all.
No motor vehicles. No, at
so
all,
even
yeah.
if you drive, even though there's not a picture of a white vans can't go. Well, down I can't watch black cars and black.
Yeah, no, I thought no access to vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. No stunting as well. That's bad. Yeah. So the third one is a red circle again, red light diagonal line going across a blue background. What does that mean?
Is that a restricted parking area?
Sort of no waiting is the official phrase. Yeah. No waiting. Okay. The fourth one is again a black Mini. With, like, an explosion going out of its rear end. Looks like it's had a curry.
Yeah, I've actually no idea on that one. Is it that hazardous vehicles in
That's the one that causes the most confusion. That's the one no vehicles carrying explosives
are allowed in this area.
Yeah. Or no Bond movies. It's either that one.
Okay.
Fifth one is a red circle with a black bike in it. What does that mean?
No bikes.
No bike here, no cycling. And the sixth one is a picture of, like, a pensioner. Looks like a pensioner. With a walking stick in a red triangle. What does that mean?
Watch out, there may be old age pensioners about.
That's cool. Or beware pickpockets, which is obviously my favourite interpretation of that picture. I love that one. So, new movie out this weekend, Christopher. It's called Paper Planes.
Okay, what's
all
it
right.
about?
It's about fish. Okay. Now, if ever there was a challenge to be done, it had to be Chris versus Chris. So we are on the Paper Plane Challenge. So we set ourselves a little flight zone in the corridor.
Mm-hmm.
It looked a bit like a runway. You created a very basic pointy thing. It's very simple. No effort, I didn't think.
I did create it. Did have a like nice little joint in it.
Mine was a little bit more sophisticated. I got some instructions off the internet. A little bit of origami work going on.
Yeah, it looked quite like lots of work gone into it.
Yeah. And bearing in mind, you beat me in everything this year. I was taking this very seriously. This is what happened. We have our flags to mark our plane distance. I have my plane, which is Milo Force One. You can see that. Chris Holdsworth, have you given yours a name, or did you not like Milo?
I haven't. It's just I've put a little joint there. That's for...
Okay. So
fly better.
Best of three, longest distance wins. Here we go. Here comes flight number one. Right. Okay. Put my marker down. Boom. That Holdsworth. Fiddle. So best of three. I've still got Chuck. Out of the way, I don't want you stopping it. Out of the way. This is serious. I don't think I've won a challenge yet.
Oh, do I need to go again?
Yes.
No, just to...
No, this is going to... Forget it, quickly. Okay, right, so my final throw. Oh, here comes Gary from the sales team. Let's see if we can take his hair off. Oh, no, we're not going to be able to do that. Out of the way, Gary, we're doing paper aeroplanes. Right, last throw, here we go. Last one to beat Holdsworth. I've never won a challenge yet. Oh! Come on, Holdsworth, beat that, you numpty.
Oh, no.
Come on, final throw. Believe you've done it again.
Well, it just comes naturally, I think.
I cannot believe it.
Simplicity won out.
I thought I took it very well, though.
Don't you?
No.
Right, let's play Little Lyrics, final round before the holes. From St. Peter and St. Paul's Primary School in St. Helens. And Les is here to play. Morning, Les.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Les. Just getting ready to head off to work. Where are you? Where are you calling from, first of all, Les?
I'm actually in Ifield at present. I'm just going to go to work in... Billings.
In Billings. If you don't mind me asking, what do you do for a living, Les?
I tile bathrooms, kitchens, floors.
Oh, well, there you go. There's a bit of free PR. Track down Les.
Yep.
Track down Les if you want your tiling done. Very good. Okay. what's the trickiest bit? Give us what's the trickiest bit about your job? Because I'm hopeless. Anything DIY, I'm absolutely useless. What's the hardest bit about tiling? What do you need to be an expert at, Les?
He's setting out. Anybody can put a tile on a wall, but he's setting out, making sure they're all level.
Oh, yeah, you see, there's no way Donald would ever, ever trust me to tile anything. Right then, Les, well, let's see if we can sort you out with some movie tickets for Cineworld St Helens. Our lyric this morning sounds like this.
Hi, my name's Evie, and this is my lyric. Say my name, and every colour illuminates. We are shining, and we will never be afraid again.
OK, there we go. So what's the song, and who sings it, Les?
It's Florence and the Machine, Spectrum.
Yeah, well spotted. That was a toughie this morning.
It was
a
toughie.
So many people get it wrong, but well done, Les. You've got it right. You've got yourself two tickets. You can go and see a film of your choice at Cineworld in St Helens. So well done to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, anybody want to say hi to while you're on, Les?
Anybody who's just listening who knows me.
Brilliant. Everybody knows you, Les. Everybody knows you. Sam's on the phone. Is it Sam? Yeah. Sam's called the show this morning. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Sam. So, somebody tells me here you're out walking tonight. Is that right? Are you insane? What are you doing? What are you walking for and where are you going from, Sam?
Yes, we are. We're walking from the Sandpiper Pub in Ormskirk.
Oh, yes.
And we're walking to the Gerrard in St Helens.
All right, OK. So, is this just like a weird pub crawl or are you doing this for charity? What are you for to raise money? What are you doing?
It's an aid of raising funds for Isaac Haggerty. Is a little boy and he's currently undergoing chemotherapy.
Oh, yeah.
So we just want to raise some funds for the family.
Okay, well, so this is Isaac. This is Gareth Haggerty's little lad, isn't it? We had him on earlier on in the year and is he in Alder Hay still?
He is, yeah.
Yeah, he's still in Alder Hay struggling. So, So you're walking from the Sandpiper to the Gerrard Arms, all right? Have you got like costumes? Are we going to be able to spot you walking down the road for bypass? How will we know it's you?
Yeah, we've all got T-shirts, we've got high-vis jackets, and we'll probably be in a lot of neon items, just so you can see us.
I bet the lads are going to look. How many of you are there doing it?
There's about 80.
About 80? Crikey, Riley, yeah. It'll show up on satellite images if you've got all your neon tops on and stuff. All right, well, I'm hoping the weather holds for you, but I'm sure there'll be a drink waiting at Gerrard when you get to the Gerrard, so that'll be all right. So it's for Isaac. Let me just have a look on Twitter. I found them, Team Isaac 2015 on Twitter, at Team Isaac 2015. Yeah. And if they see you, you're raising cash donations individually, are you, at the various areas?
We are, yeah.
Yeah. OK. All right. Well, good luck with that, Sam. And hello to everybody at Team Isaac. We're wishing Isaac a recovery from this terrible, terrible illness. And I'm sure they appreciate everything you're doing for them, Sam. So thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you. Can I just say as well, there's also another fundraiser on Sunday.
Oh, yes.
And that's down at Ruskin Drive. That's for families to go down. Starts at 12.
Of course.
It's on till late.
Of course, yeah, I saw a thing about that as well. Yeah, you've got a game on, haven't you? It's Pilks versus Blackbrook, is that the one?
Yes, we have, yeah. I think it's Rachel Mitchell who's organised it. So,
okay, well, I'm sure you'll have a fabulous day.
I'll go down as well.
Fabulous day on Sunday. Thanks for coming on, Sam.
Thank you, bye-bye.
Bye!